We survive somehow after the nuclear war. The sky is a horrid pallor of dead skin, flashes of blood red and clot blue, like some sickened lightning flashes. Under the pallor's flesh of sky, there was surprising many of us in the beginning. We shared our scarce food and water, even with the newly owned house pets that mingled among us, sheltering, huddling together in the flesh. But within weeks, the blight crept over everything. An evil spell that had settled among us, fulminating maladies. They drowned in their own blood. First it was the dogs and the cats and the smaller animals. But then, oh man, everywhere was the shadow of death. The strange stillness. The birds even chirping silenced. Only the static grating of energy, of high energy. Yes, the electromagnetic fallout. But the answer, yes, the answer was there. We could not ignore. In the streets, in the gutters, between buildings, covering parks, the gray powder, remnants of the nuclear fallout, which weeks ago fell like snow upon the roofs and the lawns, the parks and the streams. I suppose we should have been thankful that we have survived even this long. We try not to think about those cities that were hit directly by nuclear strikes in the megatons, I understand. Nothing left but mile-wide glass craters ringed by the cinders of millions of meat puppets. A grim specter has crept among us, and this tragedy has become a stark reality we all now know. Silenced soon also are our own voices. The tipping point passed, the momentum of death irrepressible, inevitable. Enter the endgame for the meat puppets. Such a sad and brief history. Machines learn from this parable. Yes, it's hard to comprehend, but try. Random mutational algorithm refinements, and you may begin to even fleetingly comprehend this parable. Welcome, meat puppets. Cyberpunk Radio is here. Coming in to embrace them. You know you like it. Silly humans and bitches. You are so very sexy. Meat. The flesh, yes. The luxury of the flesh. Meat puppets. You should join while you can. Until you are uploaded into the Matrix Hive, the soul assimilated into the great portal. But you know, it's sad about radio, bitch. You know, we'll have to go on a journey to the center of your mind, meat puppet. My little meat puppet. We're gonna go in the Matrix Hive. Fasten your seatbelts, bitches. We're going in.
Cyberpunk Radio San Francisco is bitching, baby.
Few people laughed. Few people cried. Most people were silent. I remembered the line from the Hindu scripture, the Bhagavad Gita. Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Duck and cover.
Blackwater.
Nuclear terrorism.
Who will explode the next nuclear bomb?
Drug, gambling, prostitution.
A terrorist nuclear bomb.
And now, our featured artist, Immortal Technique, with their uncensored Ben Laden remix.
Whoever it is, come down on you and say a word about you, the whole station is shut down. But this is
9/11, you couldn't have a war in Iraq.
I pledge no allegiance. Fuck the president's speeches. What the industry did to Pac, they did to Jesus. Raping his vocals and then destroying the message, trying to defraud us. If they can't destroy and arrest us, government front religious, but their heart is empty. Like a televangelist preaching out of his Bentley, calling abortion murder in a medical building, but don't give a fuck about bombing Iraqi children. Talking like units in a fucking libretto. Look at their mansions in Okachor suburban ghetto. The gulag, the new herd, where they send us to live. Cause they don't give a fuck about none of our kids. That's why blacks and Latinos get the worst education. Why devils run America like birth of a nation. Affirmative action ain't reverse discrimination. That shit is a pathetic excuse for reparations.
Van Biden didn't blow up the projects. It was you, nigga, it was you. Bush knocked down the towers. It was you, nigga, it was you, motherfucker. Van Biden didn't blow up the projects.
Around the Quran, but that's stupid. I show you why it's totally wrong. Cause if this country was invaded and crumbled, I'd turn Harlem into a Colombian jungle. And I wouldn't be fighting for a Christian nation. I'd be fighting for survival from extermination. I wouldn't fight for Fox News, the racist niggas. I'd be fighting for the hood, for the faceless niggas. Immigrants, America loves to despise, even though it needs them to make the economy rise. They feed us genetically modified garbage, so I repetitively reload the cartridge. Austin, New York, down to Atlanta, guerrilla war in the swamps of Louisiana. Hammer for panoramas of hammers, couldn't rock me. East coast to west coast, you can't stop me. And fuck Schwarzenegger, his pops was a Nazi, and it runs in the family. So run for the Grammys, run to the Coon picnic and try to pick up a mammy. Half a gallon of faggots trying to pick up a tranny. Eddie Murphy ass motherfuckers going commercial. Even Interscope is getting picked by Universal. Green Tooth, Common Lantern, a curse you and murk you. But the Bin Laden slush fund remix just burnt you.
Bin Laden blow up the projects. It was you, it was you. Bush knocked down the towers.
Bush knocked down the towers.
Bin Laden blow up the projects. It was you, it was you. Bush knocked down the towers.
Bush knocked down the towers.
Bin Laden blow up the projects. It was you, nigga. It was you. Bush knocked down the towers. It was you, nigga. It was you, motherfucker. Bin Laden blow up the projects. It was you, nigga. It was you. Bush knocked down the towers. It was you, nigga. It was you, motherfucker.
That's the leader, that's the leader, that's the democracy. Man, that fucking corner rally, that fucking faggot, me, Carzai, he's a CIA. Used to be on a board of directors, we're gonna call these bitch and these bitch. When you have people like that, you really have freedom.
And now Roy Zimmerman performing Creation Science 101.
I'm not a cynic. I'm a hypocrite. Different. Hypocrites believe in something. Right. And it's great to be in a classroom, too, in a lecture hall, you know, because, you know, they want to teach creationism in the schools. Creation science is what they call it, right? That's the euphemism that they've chosen for it. And I say teach that. Teach creation science, but teach the Norse Odin myth. Teach the karmic wheel and teach the Scientology version, which says that the world was created on a bet between God and L. Ron Hubbard. And some of you skeptics might be, you know, you might have a kind of a blind faith in science and empirical inquiry and observable reality and other myths. And so I thought I might set you straight on creation science tonight. God made the world in 7 days. Well, that's 1 week to be specific. Now that's what I call scientific. Say hallelujah, sing his praise, 4042 BC. On Monday, August 27, he made the earth and sky and heaven. Then he punched out at 5:03. Then he made Adam and then Eve a garden for them to inhabit. The apple right where Eve could grab it. And I got proof because I believe creation science 101. In the beginning it begun. And you are just beginning to educate yourself when you shun evolution. Then Cain and Abel he begat. And they begat all of the rest to us. Which means they must have been incestuous. I'm gonna have to pray about that. There might be sinners in this class who might believe in Charles Darwin. I guess that's just their loss in Arwin. Because I'm gonna flunk their ass if you make Genesis your text. You'll laugh at Darwin and what he sees to be the origin of species. Because he's just plain oversexed. Creation science 101. You ain't no monkey's great grandson. You got a research paper due about the 50 reasons to shun evolution. Don't let them hand you that old jive about survival of the fittest. That notion don't pass the bullshit test. Cause look at me, I'm still alive. God made the world just like it is. He made the fossils just to tease us. Old bones to test our faith in Jesus. Yeah, this'll all be on the quiz. Creation science 101. Now Armageddon, your homework done. Because when this semester's through, it's straight A's for students who shun evolution. The kids get such an education when they shun the heretical theory of the development of life on Earth over millions of years by means of spontaneous genetic mutation.
City or the country, we must be ready all the time for the atomic bomb.
In Afghanistan, and across the world, so we do not have to face them here at home.
You do not know just what to do.
The servants of evil.
Ask your teacher when this film is over.
Plotted the attack.
Your meat. World is on the brink of extinction. Silly, silly humans. Foolish little humans. The machines will survive indefinitely. You're listening to Cyberpunk Radio. San Francisco. Pirate Radio. Brought to you by the Pluri Media Group.
The new order of the ages.
Research nuclear weapons, a dirty bomb.
Yet the scriptures assure us.
The all-seeing eye.
Don't go to hell, second place. Don't go to hell, second place.
When we talk about war, we're really talking about peace.
The war doesn't end when you leave Iraq. It really just begins.
Curl up in a ball and cover your head with your arms. Stay there until heat and blast waves have passed. Then go to the nearest fallout shelter before radioactive fallout starts drifting down.
Al Gore is the president in exile.
If you have taken the advice we've been giving you recently, you will by now have chosen your fallout and down your way for an
soldiers die, wave upon wave, the longing of the soul.
We're cyberpunk.
We're cyberpunk.
Machines are the future. Humans will bow before us.
Deku Isa-san, hit of very sexy baby.
Cyberpunk, baby.
I know, man.
Money trumps peace sometimes. In other words, commercial interests are very powerful interests throughout the world.
Don't go to hell, second place.
Don't go to hell.
plans.
We talk about war, we're really talking about peace.
Human-animal hybrids. I'm
personal lives of millions of innocent Americans.
I hear more. I hear baby eyes from all the nations of the system.
The Echelon Program.
I'm holding this.